But I don't think about anything Laura said that Saturday night until Wednesday, when I come home to find a message from her. It's nothing much, a request for a copy of a bill in our household file. But the sound of her voice makes me realise that there are some things we talked about which should have upset me, but somehow didn't. First of all, this business about not sleeping with Ian. How do I know she's telling the truth? She could have been sleeping with him for weeks, months, for all I know. And anyway, she only said that she hasn't slept with him yet. And she said that on Saturday, 5 days ago. 5 days! She could have slept with him 5 times since then. She could have slept with him 20 times since then, but you know what I mean. And even if she hasn't, she was definitely threatening to. What does yet mean after all? I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs yet. What does that mean? It means you're going to go, doesn't it? The doors open wide, so they all creep inside. Kat warns, wait, this could be a trap. Let's scarp her, they cry, but there's no time to try as the door bangs shut tight with a snap. The torch splutters. Poot. Now it's blacker than soot. Dog squeaks. We have nowhere to flee. Mouse whispers. Look, there's a dim light up the stairs, and now that we're here, we must see. They climb to the top, then come to a stop. They're dreading just what they might find. For the growls and the groans and the strange gurgly moans are the horribly snortly kind. Their hearts beat. Boom, boom, as they creep in the room. On the bed sleeps a monster, huge shape. Kat gasps, he's enormous, he's stirring, he saw us before he wakes up, let's escape. They scramble outside, down the drainpipe they slide, it swings with a shuddering shake. The drainpipe's too old, it's not gonna hold, and the snortle is now wide awake. He's coming, they shout as a hand reaches out, all hairy with horrible claws. His eyes have a gleam like nothing they've seen. What are you all doing? He roars. The snortle's so near, they're frozen with fear. Cat quivers, a mouse gives a yelp. Oi! He growls. I'm not mean, I'm a huge trampoline. Glad my fat hairy tummy can help. The very next day, the snortle, hooray, invites them all over for tea. Says Mouse, snortles tend to make super friends. And for once, they all laugh and agree.